Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second hour, hour number two here on this Easter Monday, April 6, 2026 edition, Your Defending Fathers. Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Democratic-led states, including Michigan, sues President Trump over his executive order regarding mail-in ballots. Two dozen attorney general, including Michigan's Dana Nessel, on Friday filed a lawsuit challenging President Donald Trump's recently announced executive order restricting voter eligibility and establishing a federally authorized list of absentee voters. President Trump said in talking to the press before signing the executive order that the year before the next federal election, that would be president of the United States in 2028, well, starting in 2027, President Trump wants the secretaries of state as well as the local clerks to double-check their absentee voter list with the database from the Social Security Administration. Cross-check to make sure that the people on the absentee voter list are in fact U.S. citizens before providing them with absentee mail-in ballots. The lawsuit was filed in the U.S. District Court, District of Massachusetts, argues that the Constitution gives the states the authority to administer elections, not the president, and that President Trump's executive order mandates shadow voter eligibility lists within the federal government. Nessel, the Attorney General for Michigan, said in this unlawful order, the president also threatened states with the loss of federal funding. Also, he threatened to criminally prosecute election officials if they just do their job and don't comply with his many unlawful demands. This is the second lawsuit Nessel has been involved with, related to what she said is President Trump's attempt to interfere with our elections this term. No, Sorry, Dana. He is talking about the next federal election. This election we're having this year is state. President of the United States is not on the ballot. And even the U.S. Senate seat, which is up, is for a state U.S. senator. Every single person on the ballot this year is state office. Some of them are statewide. U.S. senator, governor, attorney general, secretary of state, Supreme Court justices, and the universities. The others are state senators and state house of representatives. President's not on the ballot, Dana. Her Trump derangement syndrome is over the top. We'll finish this story up on the other side. Short break. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. It's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Our famous progressive communist socialist Attorney General Dana Nessel suing President Trump for a second time. And again, she said this is President Trump's attempt to interfere with our elections this term. Not true. That's a bald-faced lie. Back in March of 2025, Dana Nessel and other Democratic attorney generals sued to stop another executive order related to counting the ballots. Well, the courts sided with the states. Nessel continues in her statement, says, now he's coming for how we vote from home. Voters of all parties in all states and of every demographic utilize mail-in voting, including President Trump himself. And I will not be intimidated by the swipe of a Sharpie or by the threat of criminal prosecutions. My job is to protect the voters of the state of Michigan, and that is exactly what I intend to do, end quote, said Dana Nessel, Michigan Attorney General. Now, it's kind of interesting. President Trump's executive order last Tuesday directs the United States Postal Service to send ballots only to eligible voters. Eligible voters that would be on a list provided by the Department of Homeland Security with help from the database of the Social Security Administration. Why does President Trump want this done for federal elections using federal governmental agencies? Well, the president believes that they would be able to cross-check the qualified voter list of those people requesting absentee ballots and to cross-check them against the Social Security Administration's database. Social Security database, folks, fully documents every Social Security number that's issued here in the United States. Some are issued to non-citizens who are here legally on work visas. It would also include naturalized citizens, foreigners who became naturalized through the process, as well as people born here. Then you are deemed to be able to vote. Well, in addition, President's executive order calls that those approved mail-in ballot applications would be delivered in envelopes that would have a unique barcode for tracking. And if the states don't comply, the federal funding for their elections would be withheld. While these Democratic attorneys general argued that Trump's executive order would require states to act contrary to their own voter roll procedures, their own vote-by-mail systems, and maybe in some cases, even their state's election laws. Okay, stop again right there. Show me a Michigan, Dana, because you're part of these 24 attorneys general that joined this lawsuit against the president's executive order. Show me exactly where in Michigan election law it says that we can't verify somebody as a U.S. citizen, naturalized citizen. Show me exactly where in the election law says we can't verify that they're citizens. You can't. There is no election law in the state of Michigan that says you can't verify somebody is a U.S. citizen. Doesn't exist. But that's what they're basically saying. Also, the states filing this lawsuit permit registered voters to cast their ballots by mail if they meet their state's requirements for doing so. Well, back in 2018, the year that the Democrats ran the table on us and passed Proposal 3, amended Michigan's Constitution to allow all citizens, all citizens. By the way, did I say citizens? Yes, citizens, to vote by mail or by a secure ballot drop box in every election. That is in our Michigan Constitution now because of Promote the Vote, going all the way back to 2018. In that amendment of our state constitution, it also created the option for every registered voter to opt in to be put on the permanent absentee ballot list and to receive a mail-in ballot for every election. Well, folks, you've got to do this, and I'm going to tell you why. Not only is it in our state constitution, but sometimes they have special elections, millages, bonds. Some type of special election comes up, and you may not even know about it. Well, guess what? Contact your local clerk where you vote. Tell your local clerk you want to be put on this permanent mail-in ballot, receive a mail-in ballot for every election. I'm on that list. In May, we have a special election right here in my Torch Lake Township. Elk Rapids Schools is asking for another bond proposal. Well, very soon I will be getting my absentee ballot. Actually, surprised they haven't gotten it yet because the special election is coming up May 5th and today is April 6th. Supposed to be getting them within 45 days. So I'm going to reach out to my township clerk and say, hey, where's my ballot? Now, this is what Dana Nessel is talking about. More than 2.2 million citizens voted by mail in the November 5th, 2024 presidential election. That is a federal election. When is the next federal election? November of 2028, including some citizens that are serving in the military and living overseas. Now, more than 25% of all active registered voters, active. What does that mean? That you voted in the past few major elections. Presidential election, November 5th, 2024, and you voted for governor statewide elections back in 2022. Well, of those 25% of active registered voters, people who actually vote, more than 1.8 million have signed up for automatic receiving of mail-in ballots for every election. Governor Gretchen Whitmer, when asked about this lawsuit Dana Nessel filed, joined in with other attorneys general. Governor Gretchen Whitmer, in her statement, said any attempt to federalize elections is an attempt to take away Michiganders' constitutional right to vote. And Governor Gretchen Whitmer applauded Dana Nessel for this lawsuit, and she too vowed not to let that happen. And then the other third witch of Michigan, Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, who's running for governor, is going to very easily win the August 4th primary. She will be the nominee. She said, quote, "The Constitution grants the power and responsibility to run elections to the state, not the president or the federal government. This executive order is illegal, and it was designed to create confusion and chaos." No, sorry, Jocelyn. There's no confusion and there's no chaos. But those are your famous, infamous talking points you always use. Confusion and chaos. No, it does not. All it says is you have to run your list against the Social Security database and make sure these people are citizens, and therefore have the right to vote. Benson continues after making a false statement. "If this executive order is left unchecked, it will block millions of eligible American citizens from exercising their fundamental right to vote," Benson said. Again, hyperbole and a bald-faced lie. This will not block millions of eligible American citizens. Not true. Who will this block? Non-citizens. You know, the undocumented illegals that are in our country, which is what the Democrats under Biden wanted to do, and they have done. Well, they want those folks to be able to register to vote. Benson finished the statement saying, "It seems that this president is determined to rule, not govern." Oh, rule. You mean like a king? Not to govern. So we must now take this fight to the courts. "I am proud to stand with Attorney General Dana Nessel and this coalition of states to protect voters, local clerks, and election workers from this blatant federal overreach." Oh, my God. President Trump simply wants citizens only voting in our next federal election of 2028. And it has nothing to do, Dana, with this election cycle, this term. You guys, you need to take a pill. I wish somebody would come out with a pill that would absolutely kill the virus of Trump derangement syndrome that's living in these Democrats' brains. Trump derangement syndrome. Unbelievable. Well, she's going to waste more of our taxpayer dollars joining this lawsuit. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news provider, delivering real, honest news to Michiganders statewide.
For Michigan News Source, I'm Katie Hyde. Kent County Prosecutor Chris Becker said a Grand Rapids police officer was justified in the February fatal shooting of a 32-year-old man. The officer shot 32-year-old Naquane Johnson in the back while he and another officer tried to handcuff him. Before that, officers tried to catch Johnson while he fled on a bicycle. Becker said video showed that Johnson reached for a gun and had it in his hand before he was shot. Health officials are sounding the alarm about cases of measles in Monroe County.
After an eighth case of measles has been identified in the state, the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services is expanding its early vaccination recommendations across seven counties. Officials emphasize that measles spreads extremely easily, lingering in